This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Have you ever thought of the everyday objects around your house as artifacts? A new exhibit on the UW-Madison campus takes everyday objects from households of the past and explores the political meaning of everyday textiles. Things like handkerchiefs, quilts, even the fabric used to make furniture. Marina Moskowitz is the Lynn and Gary Mecklenburg Chair in Textiles, Material Culture, and Design at UW-Madison. She's a professor in the Design Studies Department and co-curated the new exhibit called Politics at Home: Textiles as American History at the Ruth Davis Design Gallery. Marina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for the invitation.
Before we take a look at the exhibit itself, I know you're interested in the material culture, the history behind what look like everyday objects. Can you talk about that a little and where that interest comes from?
Absolutely. So material culture is the study, really, of all of the things around us, the sort of material traces that people have left and continue to leave as markers of their time going through their daily lives. And I have a particular interest in textiles as one form of material culture. And I think, as you said so nicely in that introduction, textiles are just things that we interact with on not only a daily, but I would say probably a, you know, hourly, minutely, whatever you want to say, basis. You know, we wear them. Probably many of us right now are sitting down in a chair or in our car on some sort of textiles. Our feet might be on a carpet. You know, there are so many ways that we interact with these objects that a lot of the times we just don't even think about. And so one of the aims of the exhibit was to really pull out these objects of daily life and look at them closely and sort of think about all the messages that are encoded in them.
Right. And these are, and another thing about textiles is people often make them for themselves or for other people too. What kind of messages, very explicit messages in some cases and maybe more subtle in others, what kind of messages do we see on the textiles in this exhibit?
Yeah, thanks. So all of the textiles in this exhibit draw from the Helen Louise Allen Textile Collection, which is a wonderful repository of about 13,000 textiles on campus in the School of Human Ecology. And they're kept right there on site. And so we really looked through and as you said, tried to find, you know, what are those messages? And when we really tried to think about the theme of American politics, sometimes it was very overt. So we have some objects, we have many objects in the show actually that have American eagles on them, as an example. Those start really from right around the turn of the 19th century when people were really trying to establish those American symbols. So we have some wonderful, for example, bedding pieces. So a coverlet, sort of like a bedspread, a woven piece that has on it eagles and the words, "United we stand, divided we fall." And you sort of think, well, gosh, would I put that on my bed today? You know, and those were the questions we were sort of always asking ourselves, is what does it mean to bring these messages into the home and into these very intimate spaces in the home? So those are some very overt messages. There's an amazing sort of World War I era silk pillowcase that has the words America first. And then some imagery of soldiers and a rather sort of warlike looking eagle carrying a flag. And again, you think, gosh, you know, what would it mean to sort of take those, in a way, very hard messages and put them on this, you know, very soft fiber that's very, you know, with a sheen and kind of very decorative. And there's just such an interesting juxtaposition there. But we also have some, yeah, as you said, you know, more subtle evocations of what might be political. So, for example, one section of the exhibit looks at revival fabrics within the home. So these might be things, for example, from around the time of the bicentennial in the 1970s that reproduced domestic patterns from the colonial era or the early federal period. And we sort of ask, you know, what does that say if in the 1970s you chose to have in your home, for example, a pattern that came from a plantation house in the South? Isn't that a form of politics also, even though on the face of it you may just see, you know, a floral design or something like that? So yes, from the very overt to the very subtle, we really try to think about the different political messages that happen in the home.
How often are you able to connect this textile object with its creator or first owner? I imagine that is easier said than done sometimes.
That's very true. Yeah, we're quite lucky. You said earlier that, you know, a lot of textiles are made by people for people, and we can identify them. And there are examples of that in the exhibit where, you know, we know kind of exactly where this came from. A really wonderful example is a large quilt, and it's a form of quilt known as a crazy quilt, where there are sort of irregular shapes of different types of textiles that all come together in a very beautiful way. But a lot of the textiles that make up this quilt are political ribbons, so things that would have been worn, for example, by delegates at a political convention or a fraternal organization or something like that. And these date from the late 19th and early 20th century in Wisconsin. And one of my graduate students, Natalie Wright, has done a lot of research on this piece and has sort of confirmed the maker as being probably the wife of the mayor of Portage, Wisconsin in that time period, because his name, Edmund Baker, appears on one of the ribbons. So it's this very specific example where we can really trace people's civic lives through this very domestic object. There are other examples where, you know, we don't necessarily know the maker, or it's a manufacturer, really, you know, of, for example, furnishing fabric. And sometimes we do know wonderful family stories about how these pieces were used and come down to us. And sometimes we don't. But that's sort of part of the fun, is there's always more to learn.
Just in our last few moments, what's next for you with these items and after this exhibit?
Oh, yes, that's great. Well, you know, we really like to think of the exhibit not as an ending point, but really as the start of thinking about, well, you know, how can we continue to tell stories? What other stories can we tell? And so the Helen Louise Allen Textile Collection is a very global collection. But as we were working on this exhibit, we thought, well, the American holdings have some limitations, you know, in the stories that we're able to tell. And we're making a very active effort to collect pieces from groups of people who aren't as well represented in our collection. So the exhibition includes a couple of very recent acquisitions, for example, a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and a quilt that was made just last year in the Gee's Bend community in Alabama, which is a very traditional community of African-American quilt makers. So we're always trying to expand the ways in which we can tell stories of American history and also history of peoples around the globe.
Marina, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much.
Marina Moskowitz is the Lynn and Gary Mecklenburg Chair in Textiles, Material Culture, and Design at UW-Madison and a professor in the Design Studies Department. She co-curated the new exhibit called Politics at Home, Textiles as American History at the Ruth Davis Design Gallery. We've got links to info about that and how to check it out. You can find those links at WPR.org/Central Time.